Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Speaking to a sun-drenched crowd of thousands, Pope Benedict reflected on the period of special grace that is the Lenten season. Lent, said Pope Benedict, is a time in which to dedicate ourselves more fully to the voice of the Lord, which constantly speaks to us.
Ma si aspetta da noi una più grande attenzione.
The Holy Father said this Sunday's Gospel brings the message home in a particularly powerful way.
Ci lo ricorda anche la pagina evangelica dell'odierna domenica.
The disciples, Peter, James, and John, ascend Mount Tabor and are shrouded in a cloud from which comes a voice that says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him."
Questo è il figlio mio prediletto. Ascoltatelo.
The Pope continued to note that the life of a Christian in this world is one of pilgrimage, more often in shadow and darkness than in the light. No one, said Pope Benedict, may live on Mount Tabor.
A nessuno però è dato di vivere sul Tabor.
Citing the Lord's Mother, Mary, as a model of patient openness to the Word of God, Pope Benedict said the only way to fullness of joy and love is to listen and obey the voice of Christ.
Angelus Domini, nunciavit Mariae.
Et concepit Spiritus.
Following the Angelus, Pope Benedict addressed the English-speaking pilgrims.
I am happy to greet all the English-speaking visitors present at today's Angelus. On the second Sunday of Lent, the Gospel of St. Mark presents to us an account of the Transfiguration. God the Father instructs us to listen to Jesus, his beloved Son. Let us pray that our Lenten journey will open our hearts to Christ and his saving message. He leads us through his suffering and days to a share in his glorious resurrection. Upon all of you, I invoke God's abundant blessings and wish you a good Sunday.
Reporting on the Holy Father's Sunday Angelus, I'm Chris Altieri.